I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, a couple of months ago, the Food and Drug Administration issued a warning about a potential threat to dogs who were fed a grain-free diet. Last week, the FDA issued an alert warning dog and cat owners about certain flea and tick products. 5 years ago, a new chemical class of pesticides called isoxazolines were introduced in veterinary products designed to fight fleas and ticks. Isoxazolines, which are synthetic compounds manufactured using industrial chemical processes, have been very effective in treating, controlling, and preventing flea and tick infestations. Although the FDA has approved use of these products, it is now alerting pet owners and veterinarians about the potential for what they call adverse events in dogs and cats that are treated with products in the isoxazoline class. There's no question that fleas and ticks are a problem for our pets and pose their own dangers. Fleas can cause skin irritations and internal infections like tapeworms. They are prolific, which makes them hard to get rid of. And as weather cools down, they will try to make their way inside your heated home. But ticks, those are the bad guys, transmitting things like Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Plus, they are harder to kill than fleas. It's no wonder pet owners are looking for products that are easy to use and effective against these pests. So, when the FDA began receiving data indicating that some animals treated with products in the isoxazoline class experienced serious problems like tremors, ataxia, and seizures, they issued the alert to pet owners, warning them to be aware of the potential for adverse neurological events when using these products on their animals. The FDA is not recalling the drugs, but is working with manufacturers to add warnings to their labels. You can read the alert on the FDA website at fda.gov, and if you notice any changes in your furry friend after using a flea and tick preventative, contact your veterinarian immediately. Your best friend's life may depend on it when you're speaking of pets.